So Hare Krishna, I want to greet all of you affectionately this morning, especially Sharanga Thakur and Leelavati, who have come yesterday. Somehow here, they tried to come the regular way, but was no possibility, and I understood you came with a ship over the different islands. So Krishna always sees when we make a special endeavor, he's especially merciful. I know this. This is so I hope you have a you get what you came for. I would like to just go with you briefly through the different items of our japa sessions, because this is the last japa session which we have together. I have given you these techniques like a mini japa workshop to take home. So the first technique which we learned is deriving from a statement of Srila Prabhupada: listen to yourself, chant sincerely. So in order to do that, you have to make a sound vibration with your tongue and then listen to yourself. Something which I saw Radha Vinod doing that is very helpful, he took his, in order to listen to himself, he took for a while his left hand. I've seen this with many, many, many devotees, and just made a connection to the ear, because we really want to break the bad habit of mechanical chanting, which will influence our whole relationship with Krishna. If we are mechanical in our chanting and absent-minded, we will be absent-minded in our relationship with Krishna. So, first exercise this morning, listen to yourself, chant sincerely. And then we will go to other things. Let us start with the Panchatattva mantra. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Govindavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Please continue, continue to chant. Please make a conscious effort to hear yourself. The idea here is you must hear your sound vibration. So we will all say goodbye to Mother Yanti now, the fastest driver in the Balkans. Hare Krishna. Good journey. Hare Krishna. I wanted to now go to the second step which we have learned. The first step, we are just trying to connect really a little bit by listening to our ourselves chant sincerely. In the second step, we are trying to establish a devotional connection with Krishna. It's called in Sanskrit sambandha. Bandha means bound, and sam means totally. Sambandha means also a relationship. When two people come together as friends, their friendships holds them together. They may even think of each other when they are in different countries, because the nature of a relationship is that it binds hearts together. So we want to have such a relationship with Krishna, such a connection or such a bond, you can say, and therefore in this second step we are trying to connect to Krishna devotionally. This can be done in various ways. One way which we practiced the other days, is to connect to Krishna in his deity form, who's visible to our material eyes here in this world. So while a devotee chants in Sambandha, he connects with the deity form with some devotional feeling, like the one which is expressed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aye nanda tanuyakin karam patitang mam vishame bhavam budho tava kripaya para pankaja stiti dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. This expresses really the mood of someone who wants to chant with Sambandha. He feels that, my Lord, I have left you, I have fallen into this dangerous ocean of birth and death. Now please be causelessly merciful to me and lift me up from this ocean. It fix me as one of the pollen of dust on your lotus feet. It's a beautiful example. The lotus has a whirl inside with these, I only know in German, these Staubfäden, you know, these things where the pollen, the dust is there. So devotees don't want a very high position. They feel we are very small. We are like the pollen dust. Just one little grain of pollen dust. It's not very big. It's very small. But we want to be connected with your lotus feet. So please lift us up from this dangerous ocean. I was yesterday thinking about this. We were swimming in the ocean, and all of a sudden, Gokavinda saw a bee there, a little bee who was drowning, actually. Yeah? And Gokavinda asked me, should we let it drown, or should I take it and swim all the way back to the coast? So we said, of course we have to save it. This is our whole philosophy, to show compassion to the living entities. And this bee may be the next temple president in the New York City. You know, when he gets the mercy of the devotees, he can get a human form of life and render valuable service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The bee is not unimportant for a devotee. He is also a soul like everyone else. So we all, grown-up men, followed Gaur Govinda, who was swimming with one hand over the water with a bee who was confidentially resting on his finger and not feeling any inclination to fly anywhere. And we all saved the bee. And then came a second bee. But I wanted to use this analogy. What is the chance of a bee in the ocean to survive? No chance. It has to drown. So in the same way, what is the chance of all of us to survive in this material samsara ocean? We have no chance. Except for the mercy of someone who's competent to lift us up, to save us. And this someone is definitely Krishna, who can come, who has come all the way from the spiritual world in his holy name. So a devotee wants to chant in Sambandha. He turns to the deities. We will do this now. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We will pray. Ayi nanda tanuya kinkaram patitama vishame bhavam budho tava kripaya para pankaja stita dulisa tisham vichintaya. O Lord, I have fallen into this bottomless ocean of birth and death. Please be causelessly merciful to me and save me by picking me up and lifting me and fixing me at your lotus feet. So we will try to now chant like this, and it helps you really because the mind is dull, and I notice some of us are tired because we are, after all, it's a Bhakti summer festival, and sometimes we become tired at festivals, but we will try to awaken our sleeping souls by turning earnestly to the deities, beautiful lotus-eyed deities, and chanting in that space. Let us chant together the Panchatattva Mahamantra and then chant on our own strength. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasani Gopakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We will chant each one for himself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.